Romans chapter 1. Sermons by Paul C. Jong. Sermon 1. We too are those who have been chosen for the gospel. Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God, which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son Jesus Christ our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. Through him we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ. To all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. A person who is not ashamed to be called a servant of Jesus Christ. As the Apostle Paul begins this letter sent to the church in Rome, what does he introduce himself as first of all? Paul introduces himself as Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ. Who is Paul? He was a person who learned under the door of Gamaliel, the greatest scholar of the time, was a Pharisee without blemish by the law, and was a person who even possessed Roman citizenship. If he intended to boast, he was a person who had many things to boast about as much as he wanted. However, when Paul introduced himself, the very first thing he put forward was neither learning, nor lineage, nor status. The confession Paul put forward first of all was only the word, a bondservant of Jesus Christ. What does this confession of Paul show us? It shows what the very first confession of a person who has received the gospel of salvation is. When one person meets the gospel of the water and the Spirit, receives the removal of sins, and becomes born again, the confession that arises first of all in that person's heart is the confession of faith saying, I am the Lord's possession. Until Paul met the resurrected Lord on the road to Damascus, he was a person who caught and imprisoned people who believed in Jesus. He was a person who persecuted the Lord. However, after such a Paul met the Lord, he came to confess with his own mouth, I am a servant of Jesus Christ. Here, the word bondservant does not mean a miserable status of being dragged by force and serving reluctantly. This word is the confession of a person who serves voluntarily, captivated by that grace, toward the Master who rescued him from sin and death. If we look back at ourselves, what is there to boast about? We were people who had nothing but sin. If we stood before the law, we were people who could not stand perfectly righteous for even a single day. However, the Lord washed such us cleanly with the gospel of the water and the Spirit and made us righteous people. Therefore, the fact that we became the Lord's servants is by no means a shameful thing. Rather, it is the greatest glory and the greatest thanksgiving. That gospel which God promised beforehand. Paul clearly reveals the reason he became a servant of Jesus Christ. He says, separated to the gospel of God. Romans chapter 1, verse 1. The reason Paul became a servant of Jesus Christ was for the gospel of God. If so, what in the world is this gospel? Paul immediately continues and says like this, which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son. Romans chapter 1, verse 2. This word is extremely important. The gospel Paul preached was not a gospel that Paul newly created. It was also not a new teaching that suddenly fell from the sky one day. The gospel Paul preached was the gospel of God that had already been promised from a long time ago within the Old Testament scriptures. God promised in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, that the descendant of the woman would bruise the head of the serpent. Also, through the sacrificial system of Leviticus, he showed beforehand the law of sacrifice in which a person who committed a sin lays hands on the head of an unblemished offering, transfers his own sin to that offering, and receives the removal of sins by that offering shedding blood and dying on behalf of the sinner. The one whom all the prophecies and foreshadows of the Old Testament were pointing to is exactly Jesus Christ. Just as the sinner laid hands on the head of the offering and transferred the sin in the sacrifice of the Old Testament, Jesus personally put on the body of a man, came to this earth, and received baptism from John the Baptist. This baptism that Jesus received was the baptism that fulfilled the transfer of sins, foreshadowed by the laying on of hands system of the Old Testament. At that time, the sins of all mankind were transferred to Jesus at once. Jesus, who thus bore the sins of the world on his own body, completely took charge of the price of those sins by being crucified on the cross, shedding blood, and dying, and resurrected from among the dead in 3 days to become our eternal Savior. This is exactly the gospel of the water and the Spirit. The baptism Jesus received from John the Baptist, the blood of the cross, and the resurrection, these three events are not events separated from each other, but God's work of salvation connected as one. The core of the gospel that Paul spoke of as promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures is exactly here. Jesus, who came in the flesh, clearly revealed that he is the Son of God by the power of resurrection. Paul subsequently explains what kind of person Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is in two ways. Concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. Romans chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. Jesus was born of the lineage of David according to the flesh. This is the exact fulfillment of the prophecy that the promised Messiah in the Old Testament would come as a descendant of David. Jesus was not a figure in mythology, but one who came wearing a human body in actual history. Because Jesus came wearing the exact same body as us, he could have our sins transferred to that body, and could shed blood on the cross on our behalf. However, Paul does not stop there. Paul says that this Jesus declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. If Jesus had ended with dying on the cross, it would have ended as the regrettable death of one righteous man. However, Jesus lived again from death. What does this resurrection prove? It proves that the price of our sins that Jesus took charge of was completely paid. The wages of sin is death, and since Jesus broke the authority of death and lived again, Jesus' resurrection eternally guarantees that our sins were perfectly resolved in Jesus Christ. Therefore, by the baptism Jesus received from John, he could have the sins of the world transferred to him, and by being crucified, shedding blood, and resurrecting from death, he could become the Savior of those who believe. Therefore, the baptism Jesus received from John and the cross cannot be separated. Through the baptism Jesus received from John, our sins were transferred to Jesus' body. By the blood of the cross, the price of those sins was borne, and by the resurrection from death, his becoming our Savior was guaranteed. If even one of these three is missing, the perfect meaning of the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit ends up being blurred. The gospel of the water and the Spirit that Paul preached was the flawlessly perfect gospel of salvation in which these three are connected as one. we too were called for the name of Jesus Christ. Paul says that in order to preach this gospel, he received the office to, through him we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. Romans chapter 1, verse 5. But Paul goes one step further here and says like this, among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 1, verse 6. This word is truly a great grace to us. Not only Paul was called, but the saints in Rome were also called. And today, you and I, who hear and believe this gospel of the water and the Spirit, are also all called to be of Jesus Christ. Everyone wants to belong somewhere. A person who feels they do not belong anywhere feels deep loneliness. As we live in this world, there are times when we feel empty and lonely, like a small boat drifting aimlessly on the sea. However, for us who have received the removal of sins by believing the gospel of the water and the Spirit, there is a clear affiliation. We have become the possession of Jesus Christ. What does the fact that we have become Christ's possession give us? It gives stability of mind. It also gives boldness. Even if this world does not recognize us, and even if what we have is insignificant, we have become the possession of the Lord, who is the King of Kings. Jesus Christ is our Master, and we are the people of Jesus Christ. We did not reach this place by our own effort. Only by God's compassionate love and calling, we who were sinners became holy saints. This work is not something a person can create. This is a heavenly gift enjoyed only by those who believe the gospel of the water and the Spirit. If so, what is the reason we were called? Just as Paul said, for his name, we too were called for the name of Jesus Christ. Just as Paul looked back on his life and confessed, God appointed and chose me even before I was born. In this age today as well, God is choosing people for the gospel of the water and the Spirit. There are countless people on this earth, but among them, you and I have been chosen as workers to serve this gospel. Some were chosen to serve this gospel in positions that seem like bigger roles, and some in smaller roles. No matter what shape we are living in right now, the work of preaching this gospel in the place entrusted to us is exactly the most spiritual work. Grace and peace flow only from the gospel. Lastly, what does Paul wish for the saints? He wishes for them, saying, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 1, verse 7. What Paul sought for the saints was not worldly success or wealth. What Paul sought was only the grace and peace coming from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Where do this grace and peace flow from? It does not come from human religious effort. Just because one offers prayers of repentance every day, the sins in the heart do not disappear on their own. Even after believing in Jesus, I suffered because sins remained in my heart for 10 years. Unable to endure even a single word of a lie myself, I starved, cried, and offered prayers of repentance, but the sins of the heart did not disappear. Then one day, while reading the words of the Bible, through the Lord's word saying, permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. I came to realize that by the baptism Jesus received from John the Baptist, the sins of this world were transferred onto Jesus' body at once. The moment I believed this word, for the first time, all the sins of my heart were washed as white as snow, and I could obtain true peace and freedom. The gospel of the water and the Spirit is the only way from which grace and peace flow. No matter how hard we try to remove sins by our own strength, We are those who cannot solve the problem of sin by ourselves. Therefore, we must meet the fact that God has already completely solved our problem of sin within the gospel of the water and the Spirit. What we must do is to believe the work that Jesus received baptism from John, had the sins of the world transferred to him, went to the cross, and resurrected from death. When we believe the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, the peace of mind saved from sin flows into our hearts like a river, and we can know that this peace of mind is maintained without drying up even while we live in this world. In this greeting that the Apostle Paul delivered at the very beginning of Romans, the core of the gospel is condensed. That core is that we could be saved by believing in the Lord who called us as servants, the gospel of the laying on of hands promised beforehand in the Old Testament, and the Lord who, in the New Testament era, received baptism from John, had the sins of the world transferred to him, died on the cross, and resurrected from death to completely save us from our sins. We too are people chosen for the gospel like the Apostle Paul. Therefore, we too boldly confess like Paul, I am a servant of Jesus Christ, and I pray in the name of the Lord that you become blessed saints who live by the faith that believes and preaches this gospel of the water and the Spirit to the ends of the earth in the places entrusted to us.